Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Fitzgerald version of What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? So what are you doing New Year's Eve? For the first time in years, I'm going to say decades, there may actually be something worth coming downtown for on New Year's Eve. It used to be back in the day, you know, people would get together at State and Randolph. That was the big place to go to ring in the new year. And then, you know, different places have their own individual countdowns. But like New York has their the ball dropping, and other cities have traditional things this year, Chicago has something similar that's called Chi-Town Rising, the executive producer of which is John Murray, who is the president of Arena Partners and joins us in studio this morning. You just came down here to look at the big star behind me, didn't you?
You get the best view in town of the star, I'll tell you that.
Over, is that at the Hyatt?
That is the West Tower of the Hyatt.
That's the West
Chicago,
Tower of the Hyatt, where there's a big, gigantic star. I mean, it's the width of the building, practically.
70 feet, 6 inches tall.
Well, to be exact. I assume lights up, and at the stroke of midnight will rise to the top of the building? Is that how it's going to go?
That's absolutely right. So, you know, a couple of things that we wanted to differentiate ourselves from other cities that do New Year's Eve celebrations. And the spirit of it, you hit it right on the head. The spirit of it was Chicago deserves better than sort of we've done in the last few decades.
Well, individual things. It's amazing to me that we really haven't had – I don't want to compare us to New York, but I mean I guess that's the New Year's celebration by which all others are measured. And honestly, that sounds like a nightmare to be part of that you have to get there 12 hours in advance and – you can't move from your spot, and you know it doesn't sound like a pleasant thing. I've never done it, but everyone who has and has told me is that it's not as much fun as it looks like on TV.
It sure doesn't look like much fun, and we've heard the same thing from folks. So we tried to differentiate ourselves in a number of ways. First of all, you know, this whole idea of dropping the ball as your symbol of a city doesn't seem right to us. So we wanted to do something that was more aspirational, and really more Chicago. And so, what's more Chicago than rising to meet the challenges and opportunities of the new year? And then from an icon perspective, you know, there's great icons that cities around the world use, from a peach to a music note to an Indy car in Indianapolis.
Right.
But we wanted something to be, you know, uniquely Chicago and very aspirational in nature itself. And that's where the idea of using the star. It's a star from our flag. It's a unique star. It's unique just to this city and no other in its design.
I just noticed that it's designed after the star and the city's flag.
Absolutely. In fact, it was
become
inspired.
Such an iconic figure now everywhere.
Absolutely. And it was inspired actually by the second star in the flag, which is the star that commemorates the Chicago fire and how the city rose from the ashes, right?
Yeah.
And to become the fastest growing city at the end of the 19th century. So we really thought, what a nice aspirational way to enter the new year, as to watch this iconic symbol of our city rising into the night sky and then have it, you know, culminate in a great fireworks display.
Yeah, well, explain that, because Chi-Town Rising is much more than just the star that's going to raise on the West Tower of the Hyatt down here on Wacker Drive. It's a great spot because you can get a view of it from so many different places, you know, right here. I mean, you can come to our showcase studio window that night and have the perfect view of the whole thing and the fireworks.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be a huge celebration that you guys are putting on, right?
Absolutely. And just quickly on that point, the reason we chose the Hyatt was the fact that whether you're at Wabash in the river all the way to the end of Navy Pier, you can see that star rising on the building all along and all around the city, and from buildings as far north as the Tribune Tower, the 95th floor of the Signature Room, to you know, to the hotels in the area and the apartment buildings, of course, and then all these great open public spaces. So we wanted it to be something that was inspirational to the city for celebration. Our mission statement actually is inspiring celebration in Chicago. It's not about telling everybody, hey, come downtown and be part of our event. It's celebrate New Year's Eve. Get excited. It's almost, you know, it would almost be an affront in New York City on New Year's Eve to just sit in your house, you know, or go to bed at 11 o'clock. Yet people in Chicago sort of routinely just turn off on New Year's Eve because there's nothing to do. We want people going out, hitting the restaurants, going to the hotels, going to the bars, and enjoying themselves. And we hope a lot of people come to our event or the events that are partnered with us. You know, right here next door to you in Howells and Hood, there's a party where people can come and enjoy the evening and have a great view of the star. The hotels in the area.
I would imagine there's no shortage of things that are going to be going on.
Absolutely.
In this neighborhood in particular, right around here. But, I mean, if you're anywhere downtown, you know, do your dinner and then come on over to the star, right?
Right. And that star is going to rise, you know, 36 stories, 360 feet in the air. You can see it now. It's, I think, the little bit of the secret side of the bag in terms of the size of the thing. As it started going up on the building, we started getting a lot of attention. But it's going to change over the next few days. We've been working on it. You can see the people are working on it right now, as a matter of fact.
Right, a couple of cranes on
it. Took Christmas Day off. That was about it. We've been working straight through. And the fascia is about to go on it and the video boards. And it's going to be more than just
a
light-up icon. It's going to have a lot of effects and a lot of surprises in store, I think. And we're not going to reveal it all till we get close to midnight. But as midnight approaches, and that starts rising up the building, and that's a 12,000-pound star. So it's equivalent to three F-150 pickup trucks going up the side of the building.
Now that would be something to raise up on. I know, a star is nice, but you get some pickup trucks going up there. Now you're talking.
It's going to be impressive. And it's going to end with a great fireworks display that, you know, not only is from the roof of the Hyatt building there, but along the river and connecting it to the lakefront. So it's all synchronized to music, synchronized with the fireworks and Navy Pier, so it's one large celebration. So
everything's going to be synced up at the same time.
Exactly. What we're hoping is we get these great, you know, helicopter shots that hit the news, not just in Chicago, but around the world. Yeah. We want to really put ourselves on the map with Sydney, with London, with New York as a destination for winter travel. Because, we desperately need it here. We get really slow in the wintertime. The hotels, the restaurants, the retailers, they suffer a bit. And we wanted to find something that would attract people and say, hey, Chicago's a great destination year-round, especially the winter.
Yeah, I haven't heard the long-range forecast for next Thursday night/Friday morning. But if it's anything like what we've had, you know, for the last week or so, it's going to be pretty much ideal weather for coming down to celebrate all those things. So in what way can people participate in all this? Obviously, you can come down and watch it. Are there other ways?
So if people really want to be part of the show, so to speak, the best way to participate is to be part of what we call Broadcast Boulevard, and that's Upper Wacker Drive. So Upper Wacker Drive is going to become a large television audience for thousands of people. And those people will be front and center for the main stage. We'll have entertainment from 7 p.m. all the way till 12:30. A lot of bands playing throughout the evening. And then we have a live television broadcast hosted by Mario Lopez that starts on NBC and Telemundo at 11 o'clock. And that's actually going, you know, part of our goal was to expose Chicago to the rest of the world. And we've got 40 plus stations around the country, from Dallas to Minneapolis, Memphis, Milwaukee, all going to broadcast this live.
Oh, wow.
And so, eyes will be on Chicago. New York is over by 11 p.m.
Right.
Central Time, and
right,
they switch to Chicago. And it'll give folks that are outside of the Eastern Time Zone a chance to have a celebration that's timed with their clocks. And Chicago, who just got inducted into the Hall of Fame, was announced last week. American Authors, who had the number one song of the year last year, will be playing on the television broadcast. In, as I mentioned, Mario Lopez is the host, and the star will rise at midnight. So the countdown will be a part of it. Our host Corona Extra will be providing Ruffino Prosecco for the entire television audience, so they'll all have a chance to toast the midnight toast. And then the star will rise along with the countdown, and we'll have this fantastic fireworks display, which we've seen some of the mock-ups for, and it's going to just be fantastic.
So if people want to come down to enjoy the music, is that something that you pay to get in for the prime viewing area?
So, yeah,
or is it just pretty much first come, first serve?
No, as you said, it can be viewed from a vast range of areas. If you really want to be part of it and really experience it, be close to the stage and have that great experience, folks can get tickets one of two ways. They can book a room at one of our partner hotels. And if you go to ChiTownRising.com, our website, there's a list of official partner hotels. And if they book a room with one of those hotels, they have packages where they can get wristbands to come into the television audience area. And they can also buy tickets directly on ChiTownRising.com if they want to. If they're local and they just want to Uber home or take a taxi home, they can do that and come down. So those are the ways to get tickets there. And then there's a great party actually across the river that also has a great viewing area down by NBC Tower and by the Sheridan building there.
Yeah.
Along the river, we're turning what was a parking lot into an incredible beach party. And so there's Corona Beach House.
Fantastic.
Corona's motto is find your own beach.
Oh, that's
and so
great.
We're allowing people to find their own beach in the Chicago winter. And It's an indoor-outdoor party, so there'll be a chance for folks to, you know, have buffet and you know, buy some drinks, but then also go outside, play games, and have a great view of the star and watch it. And there'll be DJs spinning tunes all night. There'll be performances,
That's
games,
great.
Things. So there's a lot of different opportunities you can find.
What does your company, Arena Partners, I mean, you've been involved in some pretty other big events in Chicago, right?
Yes. So on a personal basis, I got involved, you know, about 10 years ago, heavily in civic causes. I'm from the city, grew up here, and wanted to do things to make the city more competitive. And I was asked to help out with the Chicago bid for the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
And ended up spending 3.5 years as the chief bid officer, and led all of the major milestone events for that, including executive producing, you know, the president and first lady's presentation in Copenhagen, the big events we did here in the city when the International Olympic Committee came to town. And what I learned from that was really a lot about how the rest of the world sees Chicago and where some of our deficits are in terms of public opinion and public awareness of what we have to offer. And so the Olympic bid was really a chance for us to market the city internationally in an effective and efficient way. When we lost that opportunity, I immediately started looking for other ways. So in 2011, I worked with the CEO, Don Welsh of Choose Chicago, the Convention and Tourism Bureau, and we co-founded the Chicago Sports Commission. The Sports Commission, which I then chaired as a volunteer chairman for 3 years, helped bring the NFL draft to Chicago,
right.
Big Ten men's and women's basketball tournament back here, the international rugby matches that you see,
yeah.
A bunch of other events. And we've been very proud of what we've been able to accomplish there. And then in 2014, I started Arena Partners. And what we really do is help companies do a better job with their growth strategy, especially how they leverage events and sponsorship for their marketing purposes. And so events has been part of sort of our DNA, and the opportunity to help the city with this event you know, came up almost 2 years ago, and a year ago we started working on it full time, and it's been a really heavy focus for us.
Yeah, some great positive things for the city of Chicago. God knows we need it right now. So we'll look forward to. I'm very much looking forward to you know, seeing what's going to happen down here. It's all down at basically Michigan Avenue and Wacker Drive. That's where the star is. But as John says, you can pretty much see it anywhere. People want to get more information. Best place to do that is. Oh, your website?
Yep, ChiTownRising.com.
There you go, ChiTownRising.com. It's John Murray, executive producer of it all. Happy New Year to you. Good luck on Thursday night.
Happy New Year. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Us.